Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, Mary and I welcome all of you back now as we shift into the guest portion of the show. Today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation is going to have us reconnecting with Toby O'Rourke, and we're sponsored by another new show partner we were just talking about last segment, Colette.
Take off for a tour with Colette, the best in guided travel since 1918. Choose from tours across all seven continents, and Colette makes travel easy because all the details are taken care of no matter where you go. Every tour includes a tour manager, accommodations, transportation, great meals, and a lot more. All of that makes Colette a company that travelers can trust.
You know, Colette creates unparalleled tours, so you can create unforgettable memories. These expertly planned trips, well, they blend must-see sights with local experiences, plus ample free time in places like Italy, Africa, Australia, the U.S., Canada, the Caribbean, and a lot more. Join us. Visit Colette.com for more info and to book your travels. You can also call 1-800-340-5158, or as always, visit rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
When you think about camping and outdoor travel, how many of you hearing my voice today immediately think of KOA or Campgrounds of America? Toby O'Rourke is their CEO, and she's been in her role for more than 4 years now, but she's been with KOA for the past 8 years. Some of you listening may recall Toby's been on the show in the past. The last time was on our July 17th, 2021 live broadcast, but since we have many new stations who've joined our national network, we invited her back. Off to that show hotline we go for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Hello again, Toby. Nice to have you aboard with us again today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice to hear your voice this morning. So, you know, as we begin this conversation with you today, since it has been 20 months since our last on-air conversation, we have many new affiliates and listeners. The show's now heard on a little over 510 weekly stations. Want you to give us an update on the state of Campgrounds of America currently, maybe some key new additions you've made, and what are you anticipating as the spring and summer travel season unfolds?
Sure. I think the biggest thing that's happened since we last spoke is that camping's just exploded. So many new people coming out to camp, you know, over almost 59 million people camped last year. It's just really had a boom in popularity coming off the pandemic. And in fact, we estimate, you know, of all people that camped, that's increased by 12%. So we have definitely been busy. You're right. We've been adding locations, trying to improve our sites, doing everything we can to continue to accommodate this growing camper population.
And I know there's also been quite a rise in the younger generations in camping, correct?
You're right. Absolutely. So we've seen camping just keep shifting younger and younger, and the majority of people that camp are under 40. And that's, you know, my time at KOA, that's been a dramatic shift that we've seen happen. It used to be much more driven by the baby boomer population, but now it's definitely millennials and Gen Z that are driving the bus.
Interesting. Toby, we saw a report this week detailing top states for camping. California, Washington, Texas, Florida, New York made the top five. North Dakota, Mississippi, Delaware, Louisiana, and Kansas made the bottom five in the U.S. Where are you seeing some of the greatest interest and growth from KOA's perspective in terms of around the United States?
Pretty much camping's popular everywhere. For us, traditionally, those states you listed are popular, and I would add Michigan to that list. Michigan's a huge camping state. Ohio's a big camping state for us. You know, California's, anything around national parks are definitely always at the top of the list. So we see a lot of camping around Yellowstone. The Great Smokies region is a big big camping area, you know, out in Yosemite near those national parks. And then Canada continues to be, you know, definitely very outdoor oriented and is a big camping area.
And Michigan, by the way, was number 7 on that list. Virginia was 8. So you may have actually touched on something and helped to educate me a little bit on this, because when you just mentioned 59 million people and the under 40, because earlier this week there was some troubling news that I saw from Thor Industries. And for our listeners out there, they're the maker of Airstream and J-Core RV units. They cut their 2023 sales and earnings outlook, saying that Americans are holding off on buying new recreational vehicles because of rising interest rates and inflation. And that could be, maybe that's because the older demographic, right? You know, RV sales, they've always been one of the leading indicators, you know, the health of our economy. And although Thor said that they've seen solid attendance at RV and outdoor shows, it's right now not translating to sales. So I know we're going to learn more. Winnebago is going to announce coming up. Another company, Camping World, they've seen that they've come out there and said that they've seen some declines. I realize this is a different sector of the camping and outdoor world, Toby, from KOA. It does impact you because clearly people are bringing, you know, their units and so forth there. All of us in business knows what goes up must eventually come down. Do you think that we may be entering a softer period for camping, RV, and outdoors?
No, I don't, actually. I think the economy is definitely a big headwind for the manufacturers, right? People, that's a lot of discretionary, high discretionary purchases, right, to buy an RV. Why camping tends to be very recession-proof and does really well when the economy goes down, particularly because people that already bought RVs are going to use those RVs. So we do research to say, you know, in times of, you know, economic uncertainty, how do you feel about camping? And we see people actually choosing to camp versus other forms of vacation. So we're insulated a little bit by what you might be hearing from the manufacturers because people already own that equipment and they're going to keep using that. We see people saying they'll cancel other types of trips and take camping trips instead. So what we saw coming out of the last major recession, camping actually fared very well, and I anticipate that to continue to happen. Whether we have a recession or not, people are definitely watching their spending, and camping is largely viewed as an affordable activity.
I'd agree with that.
People turn to that. Yeah.
And a lot of people certainly tent camp. Millions of people still tent camp.
There's some very good points you make there, Toby.
Absolutely. So for some of the folks listening today don't own an RV, they don't have a trailer, and perhaps they don't even own a tent yet. But something I think we can appreciate about Campgrounds of America is you can still go have a great experience and get outdoors. You guys offer a mix of other lodging options, which I'm not sure everyone's aware of. Certainly if they've experienced KOA, they have. But you guys have deluxe cabins. You have glamping tents.
They even have the Airstream
rentals.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right. So how big a part of your business is this?
It's a pretty sizable part of our business. 15 to 20% of our business is driven from non-RV stays. So, you know, obviously the majority of our business is RV, and you're right, even if you don't own an RV, there's lots of opportunities to rent RVs, you know, through these peer-to-peer networks or traditional rental companies. But every KOA has tent sites. It's a popular part of our business. You mentioned the cabin business. Mm-hmm. That's continued, you know, big increases in bringing a lot of new people to camping these past few years that maybe don't own an RV or don't want a tent camp, but they want to have that outdoor experience, so they stay in our cabins. Our deluxe cabins have kitchens and bathrooms, you know, TVs, a lot of those creature comforts, but then you have the outdoor experience, which is what's so great about camping. And you're right, the glamping accommodations have increased in popularity, so, you know, canvas tents and yurts, tree houses, all these unique ways to stay. That's why I really like our business, because there's something for everyone and a way to experience that outdoors.
Well, I think we have many stations across the country in large cities, and if they can't, you know, they don't have a place to park a unit, or they just don't have all the storage space.
Yeah,
it's a great way to still get out and go experience that. Mm-hmm. I know the national parks are very busy. We've been talking about for the longest time, you better make reservations. I would assume the same thing here from the cabins or the tents or the Airstream rentals. If people want to go, they better be booking now. Otherwise, they're not going to have an option, I would think, in many places this summer with you, correct?
Yeah, that is definitely a trend we saw these past couple of years with so many more people coming out that, you know, occupancy and availability is a real factor. So we always encourage people to book as early as possible. Our research said that a quarter of people have already booked all their summer camping. So those sites are going quickly. Mm. I would encourage people to not get discouraged by that. You know, look at, you know, maybe the weekend is booked, but you could look at the midweek, you know, in the middle of the week or the shoulder season and find availability.
Before we let you go, we've got about a minute and a half left. I want to know, maybe we're going to go in a little different direction. You know, give people listening right now three essentials that you say are important to every camping trip, and maybe one or two things you recommend campers research before they head out.
Okay, let me see. Well, I would definitely say marshmallows are essential. Being a mom of four, we definitely have to make sure we are roasting marshmallows at every camp trip. So that's an essential. I would always pack in layers. Layers are important because the weather changes, right? So there's always going to be rain, potentially. It could get really hot. So that's just another easy tip. Flashlights, even if you're at a KOA that's well lit, you definitely want those flashlights for late at night, particularly if you're tent camping and you're wandering around to find a bathroom.
That's always a good point.
Yep.
All right, well.
And I think the biggest things to research would be what food you're going to make. That's the funnest part of camping is packing and making food and planning. And so I would encourage everyone to go to our blog. We've got lots of recipes and tips and tricks.
Well, and I know,
I saw some of those recipes.
But if we were camping, with the Rourke family, we certainly know s'mores there with the marshmallows. That's going to be
s'mores are number one.
Well, Toby, listen, this does go by quickly. We always enjoy the conversation. I promise we'll try to have you back a lot sooner than 20 months. But we thank you very much for giving us a little update and insight into Campgrounds of America. Folks, you can connect with them yourself, KOA.com, KOA.com. Toby, enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thanks, Toby.
Bye-bye.
Camping Mary with KOA, and they do have some really interesting options to go experience.
They have a lot of great options.
So listen, as we step aside for some important sponsor messages, now is a good time to go vote in the latest travel polls up there on the homepage at rmworldtravel.com. Bobby's going to patch Rudy in for the first time today. Still ahead this hour is RJ with the Open Road and the Destination Spotlight on New Orleans. We also have the NCF, Personal Connection, Listener Emails, and Museum Gallery coming in hour two as well. Thanks for being part of the show today, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.